Baha'u'llah quotes this beautiful quotation, "I know God because He changes our plans." Before coming here, I was asked to speak about the world center of the faith. But after our beloved Secretary of the National Assembly shared the message of the Supreme Body, the Universal House of Justice, I'm changing that subject. Maybe not all of it, but part of it. I think in these meetings, we should not miss to mention about the sufferings and persecution of the Baha'is of Iran. We don't know the wisdom of God, but I remember the beloved of all hearts, Shoghi Effendi, said to me, he said, "Whenever there is something wrong, there is chaos, there is persecution for the Baha'is of Persia, they must not worry. They must be happy, because that's a sign of the progress of the faith and promotion of the cause of God." The beloved Shoghi Effendi said, "Whenever there is a great victory, there is calamity and persecution for the Baha'is." That's the sign. You remember the beloved Shoghi Effendi in "God Passes By" quotes and tells us, and we have in the tablets of Abdul Baha, that when the remains, the holy remains of the exalted Bab was interred in Mount Carmel, with that moving details that the beloved Shoghi Effendi has shared with us in "God Passes By," when he cried and his hair just sprang on his shoulder, silver hairs, and he had taken his turban. Coming out, when he fulfilled that promise, that prophecy that all the prophets said, that the temple of the Lord be built by the branch, he faced Persia. And that day coincided with the convention in the United States, with the plan that they initiated, the project for the institution of the Mashal Azkar, this place where we now are gathering. It started on that historic day. Then Abdul Baha faced the East and was moved to say that the interment of the remains of the Bab needed sacrifice. And then Abdul Baha said, "The Baha'is of Nehruz accepted that." And on that very day, 19 Baha'is in Nehruz, they had the cup of martyrdom on the same day, the Nowruz. These are in the writings of Abdul Baha. So that he, Abdul Baha, explained to us that the wisdom of that martyrdom, the persecution, was offering sacrifice for that historic event that took there in Persia and here in the United States. We know that Baha'u'llah himself, in order to establish his kingdom on earth, the kingdom of Father, he gave up his dearest son, the purest branch, as a sacrifice. And in the tablets that he revealed the same day, while they were washing the body of the purest branch, Baha'u'llah said, "Indeed, we have sacrificed the purest branch in order to bring unity to mankind, unity and oneness of God, of the prophets, and of mankind, which is the cornerstone of the teachings of Baha'u'llah. These and similar events like these, it proves to us that whenever there is a great victory ahead, it brings and it needs sacrifice and persecution. We don't know the wisdom. It's easy to say, but I'm sure that those who have given their lives for Baha'u'llah had raised them. They gave them the courage to go to the field of martyrdom. One of the latest one in Tehran was martyred, executed in Tehran. Just before he was taken to the field of martyrdom, one of his cousins went there, and he was so moved that he started to cry. And this wonderful Baha'i, our beloved brother, who is now alive in the Abha kingdom in the presence of Baha'u'llah, he blamed him. And he said, "Why do you cry? Haven't you studied the history of the faith? Haven't you studied the history of Sulaiman Khan, who danced at the time that he was taken to the field of martyrdom? Don't cry. Be happy, because Baha'u'llah is happy with me." And he had a dream of Baha'u'llah. And then this great man started to dance. The family said that he never danced all his life, but at that moment he danced. So we can see that these wonderful martyrs, Baha'u'llah has given them the courage. And there is a great purpose and wisdom behind all these persecutions. No wonder that the enemies of the cause, when they see the progress of the cause of Baha'u'llah, which has reached to every corner of the world, and Baha'u'llah is establishing his kingdom on earth, this is their reaction. And this is what it makes them to show their enmity with such cruelty. Such things never happened in the history of any former religions. During the ministry of all the prophets, none of the followers became a martyr. It happened later. But here Abdu'l-Bahá says, during the lifetime of Baha'u'llah, 1,000 people or more, they gave their lives for him. It is true that the same spirit now exists in all parts of the world, with the Baha'is everywhere. I'm not saying that. The beloved Choghi Effendi has testified. And this is the best proof. You see, when the Guardian says it, he speaks of you, American Baha'is, the community of the organized promoters of the faith of Baha'u'llah in the American continent, all of you. Well, these days we are including ourselves. Do you accept? Do you agree? The community of the organized promoters of the faith of Baha'u'llah in the American continent, the spiritual descendants of the dawnbreakers of an heroic age. This is your title. Who, by their death in Persia, proclaim the birth of that faith, must in turn usher in, not by their death, but through living sacrifice. This is what is expected by the beloved Choghi Effendi and by Baha'u'llah. So you have the same spirit, you are spiritual descendants of those martyrs who are still suffering, and we hear the news every day. There must be a great wisdom. The establishment of the kingdom of God on earth maybe needs these sacrifices. Well, in order to connect this with the subject that I was asked to say, Baha'u'llah, the most great light which had dawned from the east of effulgence and shone upon the whole world. Baha'u'llah, the promised one of all ages, the everlasting Father, the one that Isaiah said, I'm very careful when I say this to the Christians, but I give them the book to read it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government. World order of Baha'u'llah, the universal house of justice. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Whenever I speak to the priests or missionaries, I say, you read it, the Everlasting Father. Don't blame us. If you wish to, you must blame Isaiah, who said it. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Ya Baha'u'llah, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Baha'u'llah, the Father, the wronged one of the world, that Baha'u'llah himself says the eye of creation has not seen anyone wronged like him. In order to bring his kingdom on earth, the very purpose of the sending all the messengers of God, those divine prophets, messengers who had been invested with the robe of prophethood, they all came in order to prophesy and in order to pave the way for the kingdom of God on earth and for the day of the Lord. The Lord created this world in 6 days, 6 major religions, and on the 7th day he sat on the throne. The day of Baha'u'llah himself, Baha'u'llah the King of the Kings, in order to bring that day for humanity, he sent all the messengers from Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, the Bab, his forerunner, just all of them to prepare man for this great day. O Moses, God addressed Moses, bring thy people from darkness to light and give them the glad tidings of the presence of God. This is in the Quran, the same thing that Isaiah said, Mighty God, the presence of God. Baha'u'llah sent all these messengers. Where from? Where is his most holy shrine, Akka? The shrine of Baha'u'llah. From there, he sent all the prophets. He called them. Abraham was called from Babylon. He heard the voice, and he proceeded to come close to Baha'u'llah. He came to the Holy Land. And the first thing he did, he built a house of worship for God and called it Bet El. Bet means house, El is God. Bet El, Mashgul Azkar at that time, the first one. And the town is called after this name, Bet El. He called Moses from Sinai, the speaker of Sinai. Jesus Christ, Muhammad, called him from Mecca and sent him on a night flight in the Quran to the presence of, but he didn't go very close, that far and no further, the threshold of the shrine of Baha'u'llah. There's so many details. If you are interested, I can tell you later, because my time is very limited. He sent them all. You see, when the king of kings, he sits on the throne. God created this world in 6 days, and the seventh day he sat on the throne. Baha'u'llah was going to sit on the throne. He prepared all these things, all these protocols, all the prophets he called, until his time came. Man was not ready. He sent the twin stars, Sayyid Kazim, Sheikh Ahmad and Sayyid Kazim, and then the Bab. Baha'u'llah started to promote the cause of the Bab. He accepted imprisonment in Tehran, in Siyad Shah, several times in Persia. And then he was deported to Baghdad, and from there to Constantinople, Adrianople, where he addressed the rulers and kings of the world and told them about his revelation, but they did not open their hearts, until finally he was exiled in Acre. Man was not ready. No, but none of the early believers knew what was going to come, to happen, the kingdom of God on earth. Who could understand this? Baha'u'llah said, don't speak about it. The time is not ripe. So after the revelation of the Book of Aqdas, the laws were given. You see, in Christianity there is no law. Jesus Christ brought only two laws and left to the disciples. But the government will be on its shoulder. It needs laws, the laws of God. So Baha'u'llah prepared man, gradually gave them first the prayers, and then in the meantime his tablets addressed to the kings and rulers, and finally, and then he revealed the Book of Aqdas, the Book of Laws. And when the time came, the beloved Choghi Effendi tells us in God Passes By, just before his passing, his ascension, he proceeded, he visited the holy mountain of Carmel. Carmel is the sanctuary, is the court of Baha'u'llah, to which all the prophets came. Abdu'l-Bahá tells us that one, that mountain, is the nest of all the prophets. All the prophets visited there. Muhammad in a night flight. Zoroaster, that wonderful Persian prophet, he visited Carmel. He came to that land in order to pay homage to the court of Baha'u'llah. And Jesus Christ, all of them, and called this mountain after his name, Carmel. Car means vineyard, garden, and il means God. Any word which ends by il means God. Israel, that means hasten to God. Ishmael, Isma'il, that means listen to God. And each one has its significance. So Carmel, according to Baha'u'llah, addressed to the son of the wolf in his epistle, called that mountain after his name. That's the mountain of God. To that mountain, Baha'u'llah, in preparation of his kingdom on earth, they predicted, and it shall come to pass in the last days, the day of Baha'u'llah, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. All nations. Ya Baha'u'llah, just 2 weeks ago, a few weeks ago, I don't remember the date, when they